Thanks, Kim. Thanks, Jen. Brian Noonan in for Rowan Anna. 5 o'clock, we'll have the top five of five, of course, then the Carnarble Wagon, and live music after six. But right now, we are happy to welcome into the studio Elizabeth Alfano. You've heard Elizabeth here on WGN. You've heard her on Rose Show before. You see her all over. She is a health plant-based expert, a lifestyle expert. Would that be right? How would
that'll
you
go? Work.
That'll
that
work.
Works for me.
A lot of titles. A podcast, podcaster. You've got it all. You've got everything.
Well, you know, we all have to kind of do lots of things in today's world. But yeah, I have a podcast right here on WGN Radio, Awesome Vegans. And then I do a lot of speaking at food fests and summits and radio stations actually across the nation on plant-based lifestyle, food, diet, etc.
And forgive me, were you always into the plant-based lifestyle, or is this something that you came to at a certain point in your life where you just went, yeah, I've done some research and this is the way to go?
Yeah, you know, this is a great question. I have a story I think most people can relate to. I grew up in Chicago, so I eat meat and potatoes like everybody else. Lots and lots of meat, actually. But I never felt great about it. First of all, I never felt great physically. You know, I would have a burger and I'd be like, why? Why did I do
you
it?
Do, yeah, that I've had that feeling
you know
a couple
feeling?
Times, sure.
And then I had seen the videos of factory farming, and I, you know, I'm an animal lover. Who isn't, you know? And
right.
I just thought, I know something's going on here, and I'm not paying attention to it. So, but I didn't know how. I mean, what? It's everywhere. What
sure.
do you do? What? I just didn't know how. And I'd been thinking to myself, well, how can I figure this out? And then my nephew went to the University of Oregon, and he's an athlete.
Okay.
And he came home the first semester around Thanksgiving, and he said, no meat, no dairy. My coach told me no.
Really?
And I was like, oh, that's what I've been waiting for. You had permission.
Right.
Someone in authority said, if you want to be a top athlete at the University of Oregon, no meat, no dairy.
And doesn't that kind of go against... The old thinking was, and we'll get into that when we talk about a new film that's coming out, that protein comes from meat. If you want to be an athlete, you're going to have a steak, you know, for training. That'll give you the protein, the energy that you need.
Yeah, okay. So I don't want to be irreverent because we all grew up eating meat.
Sure.
And most people don't go from 0 to 100 in one day.
Exactly.
I certainly didn't. It's about transition. It's about, hey, do what makes you feel good. Work in more vegetables. But actually, if you think about those animals that you eat, they all got their protein from eating plants.
Huh.
They
good point.
Eat grass.
All right,
they
good point.
So, you know, you think of the
that's
ox,
true.
You think of the giraffe, you think of the rhino, you think of the gorilla. I mean, these things all...
See, I only eat meat that has been fed other meat. That's I go to a special place.
You're eating lions?
I'm eating lions. I eat nothing but carnivores.
That.
Nothing but carnivores. That's my whole diet. So your nephew comes home, and he tells you that, listen, the coach is saying that this is how it's going to be. And now you're thinking, okay, maybe this might be a road I want to travel down.
Yes.
How do you make that jump? And as you said, it can't be, you know, one day you don't go from, I had a hot dog for lunch yesterday, and tomorrow I'm eating nothing meat-based.
No, that's crazy, because nothing in life is all or nothing like that, you know? And if anyone's read the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, it talks about reducing meat. So
right.
you don't have to go to 0 to 100. I will say that it took me a year to transition, and I felt so great that I've never gone back.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, this might be a short-term thing for me. But the first time I had cheese pizza, I was so sick again that I was like, okay, I'm not doing this.
Okay, and so you gave up dairy, everything. So
absolutely.
You're a vegan, so that's
yes.
that's a different
yeah,
that's
meat
a
and dairy.
A more extreme move than just because most people start out as a vegetarian and then they move into vegan? Is that how it works? Because or do some people just go, I'm going all in.
So I know what you're thinking. You think, well, meat's the big culprit, but actually more people get sick from dairy than right. anything. So a lot of people, particularly people of color, according to the National Institutes of Health, are lactose intolerant.
Okay.
So a lot of people have trouble with dairy just to right off the bat.
Yeah.
And then, of course, meat gives you so many health issues, you right. know, colorectal cancer, heart disease, these things that are tricky for us as a nation, with
right.
heart disease being the number one killer, that meat kind of gets the spotlight, but you know, plant-based milks are 15% of the market share for a reason, because people want alternatives.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because, you know, I'm old enough to remember when if somebody was a vegetarian, they were kind of an outlier. You'd meet them and you go, well, what's up with you? You're, you know, dirty hippie. And now, as you mentioned, the market share for plant-based stuff is on the rise. Everywhere you go, even fast food, whether it's, I mentioned White Castle, my daughter flipped out seeing the Impossible sliders there, to Whoppers, you know, so it's everywhere now. What, is it just that finally people are paying attention? Is it that the education is more mainstream? What do you think is the reason for the rise in all this?
I think the reason for the rise is the most American of reasons, and
money?
That is no
oh.
close though. The technology is there,
yeah.
And America is out in front in innovation. And you're having things like the Impossible Whopper, which I had yesterday at Burger King,
yeah.
by the way, is pretty fly. I'll tell
is
you,
it?
Oh, it's awesome.
Okay,
it's pretty fly. Yeah. So you know, you're having this kind of Beyond Meat technology and all these plant-based milks that are coming out, plant-based cheeses, Light Life. I like to recognize the hometown,
sure.
sweetie. So Light Life, which is headquartered here in Chicago, they've got incredible brats. They've got beer-infused brats that are so good. So you see this kind of technology coming down
yeah.
the pipeline just in the nick of time. Again, if you're reading the Intergovernmental Panel Climate Change Report, you know, people are realizing I've got options and it tastes the same, so why wouldn't I do it for my health and the planet?
All right, so this is a question I always have about plant-based stuff. I understand people either not wanting to eat meat and dairy or for health reasons or whatever reason, but then it always seems to me that people will say, we've made this and it tastes just like meat. Well, okay, and we were talking about this before, and Kim said, well, she doesn't like meat in general, so why would she want plant-based food that tastes like meat? If we're trying to get away from meat and stuff, why do we cling to it? It's like, all right, I can't have beer, but I'll drink near beer because I still kind of I still want beer, but I know I can't have it, so I still want a steak, but.
Well, okay, so first of all, those products, they're just not for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? They don't have me in mind. They
okay.
have you in mind, Brian.
They
have you. So
okay.
you're really, in fact, the flexitarian market, so the people who
explain
are...
Explain what that is.
They're meat eaters, and they've decided that they're going to cut back on meat and work in more vegetables.
Okay,
so
that sounds doable.
Yes, headquartered here again in Chicago, the Innovation Department of the Good Food Institute says that 32% of all meat eaters are cutting back on meat and consider themselves now flexitarians.
Okay.
People who work in more veggies,
yeah.
they work in more plant-based options. Those products, Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods, that's who they're going for.
Okay.
It's the flexitarian.
Okay.
Because that person is really open-minded about the options, and
sure.
they're thrilled for the health benefits, and they know that there's some connection to the environment, and they're all in.
This may be a dumb question, but I'm going to ask it because that's my stock in trade, dumb questions. We seem when we talk about meat, we talk a lot about beef.
Mm.
But all meats are kind of in the same, whether it's chicken or pork or fish, that's all
yes.
kind of in the same health and climate bowl, right?
Well, for sure. So let's get into some statistics here. For sure, cows are the most egregious in terms of climate change because of what they emit.
Sure.
But all animals are offenders, if you will, to climate change because... Try to wrap your mind around this statistic. We grow all of this grain, corn, wheat, soy. Do we give it to people? No, we give it to animals,
right.
and they are very inefficient machines. So this is the best statistic you're going to get, according to the World Resources Institute. You give 9 calories of grain to a chicken, you get 1 calorie back. No businessman in his right mind would
investment.
Go for that. And much worse for cows. They're wildly inefficient. And same for pigs. So, you know... What you could do if you didn't give that grain to the animals
right.
and you fed it to people, you'd have a lot of extra land. And what you could do with that land is either make more money for farmers or replant more trees, again, mitigating the climate change effect. So just the factory farming and animal farming just it served us well
yeah.
when we did it. It doesn't serve us anymore. As we go from a planet of 7.7 billion people to 10 billion people, but we still have the same amount of land
right.
at our disposal, it just doesn't work.
All right. Now, let's talk about Veggie Fest. Because if people are curious and they're listening to you or they go to ElizabethAlfano.com and they're learning all about the things that you're talking about, they're like, all right, maybe I am a vegan. Maybe I'm a vegetarian. Maybe I'm a flexitarian. Maybe I'm none of the above, but I'm like, oh, I don't mind a salad. You want to go to Veggie Fest, Veggie Fest Chicago. Tell us what happens this weekend in Lisle.
Okay, so you're not going to believe it. 40,000 people descend on Lisle in the next 2 days.
As I was looking it up the other day, I saw the footage from last year and I was like, boy, that's a lot of people who want to eat plant-based food.
Yeah, it's incredible. So many people interested for their health. And, of course, they've been around for 10-plus years,
right.
So they've got the momentum going their way. There's some incredible speakers. In fact, John Sally, whom I love, he's been on my podcast, Awesome Vegans. He's 4-time NBA champion,
yes.
Detroit Pistons, Chicago
yeah,
Bulls.
Yeah, we remember
Lakers.
John Sally.
We sure do. Now, he's vegan. He's
really?
A diehard vegan. Oh, and I really recommend if you like basketball and John Sally, go to that podcast. He has a wonderful point. Everyone asks about where do you get your protein? Where do you get your protein? Of
yeah.
course, you get it from grains and vegetables and beans and stuff. But he says that's the totally wrong question. Now, he's 6'7",
yeah.
and he says you got to figure out where do you get your fiber.
Oh.
If you don't know where you get your fiber, you're looking at a life of disease. So,
all right.
Anyways, John Sally's a speaker at Veggie Fest. I'm going to be there cooking both on Saturday and on
really?
Sunday at
Very
2:30.
Nice. What will
yes.
you be? Can you tell us what you're cooking, or is
I
it
sure
a big?
Can.
Is it a surprise?
I sure can. So, for those of you who are really thinking, like, okay, I got to get this body into shape, I am making no sugar, no flour, no oil or butter, coconut pumpkin banana muffins. Super good. So that's
it
on Saturday.
It sounds good, but then I'm thinking all the things that you mentioned that you don't put in there seem to be what creates the flavors. But
so,
there's got to be some tricks, some secrets.
Yes, well, banana and pumpkin together
yeah.
form what I need, and then I add raisins
okay.
and coconuts and
nice.
Some date syrup and stuff. So,
Very
so
good.
And raw oats and stuff, really tasty, but
yeah.
doesn't have any of the stuff you're trying to cut out if
okay.
you happen to be watching your weight. And then on Sunday, I'm going to make some summer salads and my favorite breakfast dish ever.
Really?
Yes.
What is that?
Well, all right. Now hold on to your bootstraps because I think you're going to hear this and you're going to say, oh no, Elizabeth, I wouldn't do it. But I'm just saying, just remain open-minded.
I try to stay open-minded
okay,
as much as possible.
About you.
At least outwardly. Inwardly, I'm all shut down. But outwardly, I seem very accepting.
Well, I love this about you. So my breakfast bowl, and I have it 6 out of 7 days every day a week, I take tofu, I take hemp seeds, which are so good for you, giving you your omega-3s and omega-6s, and they're really easy. You don't have to grind them. Just throw them in. Raw oats, fruit, and some date syrup. And I mix it up,
okay.
and it's a breakfast bowl, and it's 19 to 20 grams of protein. Starts me out in the day, and I'm super happy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've never had tofu.
I'm just going to say, yes, girl.
Wow. Oh. Jen DeSalvo yes. jumping in. You like
Hi,
that?
Jen.
Are
Hi.
You are you plant-based, Jen?
I try as much as I can because I reluctantly eat meat. I just don't feel like there's enough protein sources for me to get in the protein that I need as an athlete. So I still eat chicken and turkey, but I do as many Beyond and Impossible meats as I can.
Well, we're going to talk about something that will set you straight, Jen. You may be mistaken about not getting enough proteins to be a top
oh.
athlete, because Jen is an endurance or long distance ultra marathoner. Is that what
yeah.
you are? Ultra marathoner. That is it. Yeah.
She's our ultimate flexitarian.
She could be. She is the
true.
One. VeggieFestChicago.com is where you can get all the information about Veggie Fest. It's tomorrow and Sunday. It's at Donata South Park, which is at 2701 Navistar Circle in Lisle. You can go. There's speakers. There's food samplings. Elizabeth is going to be there cooking up muffins and breakfast bowls and all sorts of things. But let's turn, since Jen brought this up, since she is an athlete, and she said to her, I gotta eat meat to get the protein. There's a new film coming out that debuted at Sundance that is getting a lot of attention. It's executive produced by some names that people might know: James Cameron, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Jackie Chan.
Yep.
And it is called The Game Changers.
Yes.
And I'll let you explain the premise of this, because I watched the trailer and I was shocked, quite frankly.
And before I tell everyone, you were shocked like this isn't happening? Or
well, no,
these
I
names
was shocked.
Associated?
No, not that those names were associated. The fact that what they were talking about seemed to go against, again, product of my environment. This is how I was brought up. And athletes always talked about, you've got to eat more protein. You've got to eat more steak. And protein comes from meat. And we didn't take the extra step that you pointed out before. Well, all that protein was eating grains and grasses and plants before. You just thought that was the conventional wisdom. And so this film, The Game Changers, kind of turns all that upside down.
It's an amazing film. So it looks at all these plant-based athletes that are breaking records, like the Tennessee Titans, the entire defense line.
Yeah, that was amazing.
You know that they're vegan, right? And they had one of their best seasons ever.
Yeah, they said 14 people on the team went plant-based.
And then they killed it.
Yeah.
So, great season for them. Olympic cyclist Dotsie Bausch, strongman Patrick Baboumian, James Wilkes, who's really the lead character. He's a martial arts guy, and he trains the army, government, military to do martial arts training. So he looked into it when he got injured about how he could best recover, and he found that at the time of the gladiators, all the official real fighters were plant-based.
Okay.
They were vegetarian, if not 100% vegan, and that's what made the strong fighters. And he thought, well, wait a minute, all these years I've been coached that I need to eat meat. And he found out in working with doctors and other athletes that actually meat was causing erectile dysfunction and ultimately cardiac arrest, which we know about this, right? We know that it can clog arteries and make it hard for blood to flow. So he really worked with the doctors to break that myth. And ultimately, the goal, I think, is to free men specifically who are caught in this myth that it's not manly unless you're eating meat, and ultimately that meat is actually making them less manly.
Well, and the people that are featured in there are, there's no question, you know, it's not like, well, this guy, it's all these stories. I mean, to the point where there was a firefighter who, within a month, I think it was, his cholesterol dropped about 100 points.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that make you go, okay, maybe I'm not ready to make the vegan jump, but cutting back, there's nothing wrong with cutting back a little here and there.
That's
and
right.
Making a little change.
That's right. And ultimately, what I loved about the film, I mean, it's just cut so well and it's edited so well. So it's a documentary, but you've got this great storyline. So it's very engaging. But, you know, a lot of people think vegan, it's probably for women. Oh, and how sweet, women love animals and all this kind of stuff, right? Really, my heart goes out to the men who've been basically tricked.
Yeah.
You know, and it's your heart health on the line. So this is a myth that maybe men don't have to succumb to anymore, and that
Jeff, change our dinner plans. we're not going to the Brazilian steakhouse anymore.
Well, they've got vegetarian sides, don't they?
What's the point?
Okay. Fair enough. But then you got to see the Game Changers. So let me give a shout out to
Please
that.
Please do.
It's one day only across the United States, 7:30 p.m. on September 16th.
Okay.
That's a Monday. I think they were trying to sell this film to Netflix, and they got an offer, but they didn't get the money they wanted.
Oh, so this is a perfect fit for Netflix.
Yeah, it's a perfect fit for Netflix. But I think they feel like, hey, hold on now. We can do better. So they are selling out the theaters themselves.
Nice.
And September 16th in Chicago, it's at least three theaters, Webster and one on Diversey and Western, and the AMC 21 right down here on Ohio. So 7:30 September 16th, and at the very least watch the trailer.
Yeah, go to
everybody.
YouTube and watch the trailer for the Game Changers. It'll at least get you thinking, and I think in the long run that's all you can hope for a lot of people is just give it some thought and see what happens.
Give them an option again.
Yeah.
I just feel bad for the men stuck, like, gosh, I guess I have to put my health at risk because that's what men do.
Sure.
And this movie is supposed to open that up.
Listen, if a slab of ribs kills me, whatever. Veggie Fest Chicago. That's where you can see Elizabeth Alfano up close, but you can hear her everywhere and see her on TV. You can hear her right here on WGN. Amazing Vegans, that's the name of the podcast.
Awesome Vegans.
Awesome, amazing. Either one is good. But Awesome Vegans. Wait, that was right. Awesome Vegans.
Right,
it's Awesome Vegans right here at WGNRadio.com. ElizabethAlfano.com is where you can find out everything about her. And go to VeggieFestChicago.com if you're in the Lyle area and you want to join some of the 40,000 people who are going to be celebrating plant-based diets and getting all sorts of information. That is at Donata South Park tomorrow and Sunday. It's fine. Good to finally meet you.
It's been too long.
It is. Well, they keep me. I'm like the crazy relative that they keep upstairs. They don't really let me out mostly when nice company. Comes, so.
Well, thanks for having me and for being open-minded.
Listen, there's nothing, again, if you're not open-minded, what's the point? So thank you for coming in. Have a
Love
great
it.
Weekend. Have fun in Lyle.
Yes, everybody come out and see me in Lyle.
VeggieFest.com. All right.